Yavam is Parak Tesvav Mishnah Yud. Nitan li Yavam b'medinas hayam. If she says that while she was abroad, she had a brother-in-law that was born that would have needed to do Yibam to her. Amra meis bali v'achakach meis Yavami. And then she says that her husband passed away, and then after that, this brother-in-law, this Yavam, passed away, or vice versa, Yavami v'achakach bali, or first her brother-in-law that was going to do Yibam to her, he passed away, and then her husband passed away. Nemenes. Both of these cases, she's believed. There's a chazaka before she left that she's not zakuk tibum because she didn't even have a yavam in the world. This is a concept of pesha asu, pesha hitter. She's the one that's bringing the isser upon herself. She's the one saying that, by the way, there is a yavam that was born in the world. And then she's mattering it. She's saying, but don't worry, he died afterwards. So the only reason that we're even choshish for such a thing to begin with is through her own mouth. So pesha asur. So if we're going to rely on her for saying that there was a Yavam, we also have to rely on her for saying that he died afterwards. So she's not Zakuk to Yibam. And in this case, like we said, there's a Chazaka that she wasn't Zakuk to Yibam because we didn't even know about him yet. And the truth is what she said, both scenarios, both her husband and her brother-in-law passed away. Doesn't matter what order it is, since her Yavam is dead and her husband is dead, based on what she's saying, she's mutter to go marry anybody. However, the Mishnah continues, Halchahi uval avivam elu medinas hayam. What would be if she, her husband, and her brother-in-law all went overseas? Amro meis bali v'achab kach meis yivami. If she says that her husband died, so now she's zakuk to yibum. V'achab kach meis yivami. Then she's saying her brother-in-law died. Or yivami v'achab kach bali. Or she's saying her brother-in-law died, and then afterwards her husband died. Einan emenes. She's not believed in either of these cases because we don't believe her for saying that her brother-in-law died. As the Mishnah says, She'ena isha nemenes lomar meis yivami shetinase. A woman is not believed to say that her husband died to allow her to get married. Because like we said, it's very possible that she does not like her brother-in-law. And that's why she's saying this. And in this case, we have a chazaka that her brother-in-law was alive when she left. So she's not believed in that case. And also, v'lo meisa achoisi shetikanes lebeiso. And also, she's not believed to say that her own sister died in order that she can go into her sister's house, meaning to marry her sister's husband, because a man is allowed to marry two sisters when one of the sisters died. So if she's giving testimony that her sister died, maybe she was doing this in order to marry her sister's husband, and she's not believed in that case. And also, Ve'ina ish neman lomer meis achi, a person's also not believed to say his own brother died, she yabim ishto, in order to do yibum to his brother's wife. And he also can't give testimony on his own wife that she died in order to let him marry her sister.